This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That see somebody that does that and can break them in half bureaucratically.
So we've got other news to get to, a lot actually. We're learning new details this morning about the man who carried out an attack on the campus of Ohio State University yesterday. Authorities have identified the attacker as 18-year-old Abdul Razak Ali Artan, a Somali-born student at OSU. Artan was fatally shot by police after he drove a car into a crowd and began attacking people with a knife.
911, where's your emergency?
Hi, I'm at Ohio State, right outside of Watts Hall, and there was a guy crashed his car into a bunch of people and ran out with a knife chasing down people.
It's scary. It was really scary. We barricaded ourselves in our rooms like we were taught, turned off our lights, and just hunkered down.
Law enforcement officials say shortly before the attack, Artan left behind a post on what appears to be his Facebook page saying that attacks on Muslims around the world, quote, led to a boiling point. I can't take it anymore. He also referenced slain cleric Anwar al-Awlaki. The university first reported the attack as an active shooter situation, tweeting, run, hide, fight. The campus on lockdown for 90 minutes, and in a news conference, university police said an officer was on the scene within a minute and killed the assailant. That officer has been identified as 28-year-old Alan Harushko. He joined the university police force in January of 2015. Officials cautioned that they have not determined a motive for the ambush, although terrorism has not been ruled
probably,
out.
It's probably, Willie, I'm not sure. It's probably a good guess. That maybe that's not the first thing they'd like to line off with the crayon.
Yeah, this is probably the Facebook post.
I'm not sure, and it's not like he referenced.
The 11 people injured in the attack were a mix of faculty, staff, and students. All are expected to survive. And breaking over.
Well, Morning Joe news there as to what happened in Ohio State yesterday. Scott, we find ourselves, trying to be politically correct. It's almost like we want to get all the newsrooms together and just say, look it, you know, call it for what it is. I understand, you know, we don't want to go overboard here. You've got somebody who has been, seemingly self-radicalized, and he's utilizing, lines of attack that, have been exercised, quite, demonstrably in Israel. With a knife and people being run over. This is what they've been, you know, you get the car intifadas, you get the knife intifadas going on. And this young...
The incident in France where they ran through and took the truck through the crowd.
Exactly. So they're doing, this is what's being said and lauded and championed, among these radicals. And, this is what happened. I mean, and you knew instantly this thing was going the way you were hearing. I mean, initially it was a shooting on campus. Even Tim Kaine, you had said, made a preliminary statement that he had to walk back pretty quick, right?
Yeah, he had made a statement about a shooting, and then they pulled it out and pulled it off as soon as they realized that, well, it wasn't actually a shooting, anything you put on the internet, it's there forever.
Yes.
People can grab it at any time, pull it back. So,
it's like everybody needs to be tempered a bit here. You know, let's find out and make sure we got the facts and understand. And Tim Kaine didn't go so far as to, attack Second Amendment rights, did he? I mean, because usually the gun, anti-gun advocates jump on anything. Like this.
No. He started out the normal way of worrying about the victim, and then, as soon as everything comes out, then he could jump on the whole, we need to get rid of guns thing.
Well, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, Trevor Loudon is back with us. His documentary that is out, Enemies Within. It's going to rock your world. You wonder what's happening with our government. If we're going to get a change or make the change, we've already started, but to really get behind the Trump administration, you need to understand what's already there and what he has to deal with on day one of his administration. The Enemies Within with Trevor Loudon coming up next.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
hey, you might think it is time to stop. Take a look around. You know, be situationally aware of what is going on. I mean, the threats abound. That is the story of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Some of us are already instinctively reactive and situationally aware, but we need to raise the consciousness of the rest of America as well, because whether we want war or not, many would say that we are already involved in a war. We're just not participating, but we're being attacked. Trevor Loudon is up with us next, a New Zealand author, speaker, political activist who maintains a blog at trevorloudon.com, founder, editor of KeepWiki.org. It's a website which compiles dossiers on activists and political figures. Trevor was quite instrumental, if you might recall, back in, as early, I want to say as 05, 06, in terms of trying to open our eyes up to one rising political star. His star was rather shooting and evident. And we're talking about one, Barack Obama. He has become a socialism expert, author of Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, and the Enemies Within, Communist, Socialist, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. And of course, he has produced a DVD also titled The Enemy Within, which is, I'll tell you, it is quite an eye opener. And it sets a case for what is happening in our country, especially when we see the way it's being demonstrated on college campuses. We see it. We saw it certainly with the Bernie Sanders movement. And I think you're rather naive after seeing the following and, and what he was able to generate. I'm talking about Bernie Sanders. If you think that just with the election of Donald Trump, that's going just going to go away, then you need to have your eyes wide open over what's on the horizon. Trevor Loudon, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Always good to be on, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the Enemies Within, the DVD, as I suggested, and I want to give you an opportunity to tell our audience how they can get their hands on the DVD, Enemies Within. How can they do that?
Look, they just go to enemieswithinmovie.com. It's enemieswithinmovie.com. They can see a trailer there. They can order copies online, one copy, multiple copies, etc. And it's going pretty well at the moment, I have to say.
Well, congratulations. It is excellent. This DVD exposes the elected officials in our government. These are people that have raised their hand to support and defend the Constitution, and what they are doing is absolutely antithetical. It's almost, Trevor, you get this feeling that, they had their fingers crossed when they took the oath of office?
Look, absolutely. And you got to look at it this, you know, if you're a communist, the end justifies the means. If you're an Islamist extremist, you believe in taqiyya. You believe in lying to advance the cause. So it's no problem for these people to take the oath of office, then consciously seek to betray it. And if people are wondering, we believe, and we say so in the movie, that there's at least 100 members of your House and 20 members of your Senate who are so enmeshed in neo-communism or Muslim Brotherhood front groups or both that they couldn't pass an FBI security background check to drive a school bus. Yet because there are no background checks to serve in Congress or even on the Intelligence Committee in Congress, these people get away with it.
And it's amazing what kind of information that they have access to. Isn't that right?
Well, it is. You know, you have people serving on the Homeland Security Committee, the Armed Services Committee, even the Intelligence Committee. And we call out a couple on the Intelligence Committee, like Andre Carson of Indiana, for instance. He oversees all 16 of your intelligence agencies, yet he has extensive ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. You had Luis Gutierrez, the rep from Illinois, who was a leading member of the pro-Cuban, pro-Castro Puerto Rican Socialist Party, who's worked with the Muslim Brotherhood, has extensive communist ties, and he also served on the Intelligence Committee. You know, neither of those guys could get a security background check, but there are no background checks, so they can do what they want.
Well, this is amazing. I mean, Trevor, it's almost like we've entered an era. You know, we went with the Ronald Reagan era of trust and verify, but now it's almost don't trust, but still verify.
Well, absolutely. There's no verification whatsoever. And I think most Americans would be shocked to understand that your intelligence bodies are penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. They are basically being directed to some degree by the Muslim Brotherhood. And your executive branch and Congress and the Senate have all been heavily penetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. So you wonder why you're not winning the war on terror. You're wondering why terrorist outrages like what happened in Ohio yesterday can be allowed to happen, because you've got people in your government who are either turning a blind eye or actually complicit with these people. And that's what our movie exposes.
Well, I know America will be shocked and is being shocked by this movie. The truth is a very powerful weapon, and it counters the narrative. I mean, and I know that Main Street America, Flyover America, the Forgotten Man and Woman are going to see this movie and go, how could this happen? How could our government be so penetrated by our very own enemies? And this explains so much with you know, them taking advantage of political correctness and this diabolical move within our government that has opened the door to something that is absolutely antithetical to our U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, and this is not an accidental thing. You've got to realize, well, if we just talk about the Muslim Brotherhood, which started in Egypt, it was kicked out of Egypt for being too violent. It was then picked up by the Soviet KGB and trained by the KGB and spycraft and subversion techniques. And then it helped to form Hamas and eventually Al-Qaeda and even ISIS. Mm. Yet this organization is not illegal in America. It has numerous front groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations and the Muslim American Society. All at CARE, all those things, the Muslim Students Association, and it operates freely in America. Many of your congressmen cooperate with it. It influences your FBI, your CIA, your State Department, your Education Department, and has regular access to the executive branch of, in Obama's White House. And it is pushing pro-terrorist, pro-Sharia policies all the time, and nobody's doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one thing we advocate is that Donald Trump has promised to do this, is to pass the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act, which is expiring with this Congress but needs to be regenerated. And that bill would basically enable your law enforcement agencies to shut down these Muslim Brotherhood fronts. But that's being held up because so many of your congressmen and senators are involved in this.
Trevor, we're gonna hit the pause button right now because we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We've got more from Trevor Loudon on the other side. Stay with us, America. 15 after the top of the hour right now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. Teachers that taught me weren't cool. They're holding me down, turning me around.
Join us online
at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around the country or around the world via shortwave, welcome. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation at BMartinezLive. We're talking with socialism expert Trevor Loudon. He is from New Zealand. Met Trevor, what did we meet, about 4 or 5 years ago? No, maybe longer than that, didn't we? It's been, anyway, we met a number of years ago when he first did this extensive research on Barack Obama and the enemies within. It was quite powerful. And we met, I believe it was at a Tea Party event in Florida. And we have been joined together ever since, and always appreciate Trevor coming on the show. And, of course, we're talking right now about his video, his documentary, titled The Enemies Within. And it is quite an expose. I know some people are, I would think many would be shocked, because they, with the people that have infiltrated, and I'm telling you, it is rather dangerous, and we were so close to losing this republic because of the enemies within. And as I was talking to Trevor on the break, if Hillary Clinton would have gotten gotten elected, we are looking at 4 more years of the Barack Obama policies that have allowed these enemies to flourish within our government. Maybe 4 or 8 years, I don't think we would have recognized the America of the 21st century, would we?
No, I don't, and I think Hillary Clinton would have done so much by stacking the Supreme Court, by bringing in hundreds of thousands of Islamic refugees from the Middle East, by giving amnesty to 30, 40, 50 million illegals, you know, who vote 80% Democrat. You know, she would have basically created a one-party state.
Mm.
She would have taken America to the point it couldn't be fixed. It could never be recovered. So we certainly dodged a bullet, but we have to be we have to turn this tide back. We actually have to use this opportunity we've been given to defund our enemies, expose our enemies, and get them out of the system.
Yeah, we're talking about our country being run by New York and California, right?
Well, exactly. You know, and they would cast the whole country in their image.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at California, you know, you cannot elect a conservative statewide in California anymore because of the illegal immigration and the unions going around getting and the huge vote fraud that these people are perpetrating.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the plan for the whole country.
Well, nobody wants to talk about the voter fraud, you know, and the illegal votes. Whenever this whole deal, you know, and of course Democrats are trying to hang on to something and do what they can to invalidate the election and the selection by the voter politic of one Donald Trump. And so they want to talk about the supposedly Hillary won the popular vote. Well, of course, we know that that's not the rules. It isn't about the popular vote. It is about the electoral vote. But Democrats are doing everything they can to rally their followers and to give them something, you know, some sense of victory. But the fact of the matter is they got annihilated, whether it was nationally or even at the local level, Trevor. I mean, look at the influence of Republican ideas in, what, 39 states in the country that are now governed by a Republican majority?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, and the people in America are basically center-right, they believe in the Constitution, and they believe in the free market system. That's what people believe in. They believe in a strong defense and sound education. They have those conservative core values. Even most Democrats have those values. But the problem is, you know, you have these huge concentrations of power on the East and West Coast that are really run by socialists and Marxists. And they use that, you know, the power of California, the power of New York, to basically swamp everybody else's views.
Mm. And look how well they're doing. Trevor, look how well they're doing. I mean, the proof, as they say, is in the pudding. It's not like as if you can look to California and New York and say they're the poster children of success.
No, well, not in American terms, not in terms of business or prosperity or anything like that or freedom. But in terms of socialism, they're a great success because what they've done is concentrate a lot of power in a very few hands. And that's what socialism really is. It's nothing to do with redistributing wealth. Socialism is about tyranny. Socialism is about concentrating all the power in a very few hands. And if you're not in that select elite, you're in major trouble. And that's been very successful in California, New York, and Massachusetts.
Mm. Well, you talk about the forgotten man and woman in flyover country in the majority of America. You know, look at those two states, and you talk about the forgotten people in California and New York. And, of course, many former Californians voted with their feet, and they just went to the exits. Jerry Brown, the governor, suggests and insists that everything is doing so well that they've increased jobs and all that. And I say, well, what about all the jobs you kicked out of the state?
Look, I know lots of California business people, and they hang on there for family reasons or because they've got a long-established business, but nobody wants to go to California to start a business these days.
Exactly, right.
And if they can move out, they do move out. Mm. And that's why Texas is booming, because all the California business is going there, and who can blame them? And that's but they don't care about that. They don't care about the economy. Mm-hmm. It's all about power. It's all about control. And you know, business is just, if business doesn't toe the line, business will be squashed. And people got to get the idea out of their head that socialism is about trying to help people or spread the wealth around. All it is wealth and power and ego. That's all it is. And that's California and that's New York.
You know, I would say the concentration of power, wealth, and ego, right? Because, as you say, it's in the hands of very few people. It is not spread over. You think you're forgotten now. Socialism, at its fullest, forgets about everybody except that ruling elite class, doesn't it?
Yeah, and this, you know, Americans have to understand just how close this all is because, you know, in this country, this country will soon be a minority-majority country. And the left are working in the Latino communities and the black communities and the Asian communities to turn them all into permanent slaves of the Democratic
Party. Exactly, right.
And they're pouring people into Texas to do this. They're pouring people into Florida, Virginia. They've already flipped Virginia. They've already flipped Colorado. This is no time for us to get all cocky and think, wow, we won the election, everything's fine. This has given us a reprieve of a couple of years.
Right. Well, it's time for the Republicans to take advantage of this opportunity and demonstrate that Republican conservative values are working, can work most effectively, and be a direct defense to this movement that is not going away, to your point.
Yeah, you know, because the battle in this country now is not really between Republicans and Democrats. It's between constitutionalists and communists,
yes,
ultimately. And Republican Party needs to fly the flag. It has the best message in the world. Liberty, prosperity, you know, greater wealth for all. Mm-hmm. Democrats have a message of poverty, dependence, and abortion, but they sell it in terms of hope and change and fairness and equality. They sell it in the most idealistic terms, and so they attract the young vote and the student vote, etc. The Republicans have the best message in the world, and all they can talk about is gross national product figures, the most boring things they possibly can.
Right, exactly.
And Trump, to give him a lot of credit, actually spoke about some real issues in this election.
Exactly. Trevor Lowden, thank you for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam.
You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid with a care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope. You speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Okay, nothing like a word of encouragement, you know, and there's all kinds of ways that you can give a word of encouragement, especially during this hectic holiday season. You might even try to, you know, just give up that, that parking space at the mall. I know it's tough to do because it becomes competitive out there, but even a simple gesture like that, a human gesture of respect, can go a long way and be a bit of encouragement and a word of life to people, and that's what we need. I want to remind you regarding Trevor Loudon, his DVD, The Enemies Within. Check out his website, Enemies Within Movie. EnemiesWithinMovie.com. America needs to hear this message from Trevor Loudon. 83% of small business owners report receive financial, operational, and or emotional support, speaking life, from their family, according to this fall 2016 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report. It's a semi-annual study exploring the concerns, aspirations, and perspectives of 1,000 small business owners across the country. And here to help us understand and to talk about is Sharon Miller. She's the Managing Director, Head of Small Business with Bank of America. Sharon Miller, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Hey, wonderful. Great to have you here. Small business owners are getting by with a little help from their family, friends, and community is what this study is telling us, right?
Absolutely. We know how important local communities are for small business owners. And this report, which we do twice a year, we survey 1,000 small business owners across the country just to understand their concerns, their aspirations, and their perspectives around how they're feeling. And one key finding that came out is that people are relying more and more on their local communities, whether it be to shop with them, to make sure we're advertising, and not only that, but giving back to their local communities. It's important not only with their time and talents, but also financial contributions. So it is a give-and-take relationship at a local level.
Well, when you look at these local communities, Sharon, you see the ones that are most healthy is when you see the activity of small business. When it's thriving, a local community, I mean, they seem to be rather symbiotic in relationship, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, there are 28 million small businesses across the United States. They are critical to our local economies. As they go, so does our economy. So it is so important that we support small businesses as they're getting started and as they become more established. When we asked, you know, what is happening in the local community, it's not just local communities, Bill. It's also about their family and their friends and how they're establishing their business. When people are first starting out, what we're finding is nearly 40% told us they're getting a loan from either a friend or a family member to get that seed money to start their business so that they can grow going forward. As they become more established, that's when they're looking to traditional means, financial institutions for borrowing, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's something special within a family dynamic when you see someone within the family have a vision and an idea for a business. It is something, you know, at holiday parties, Thanksgiving parties, Christmas parties and that, or, you know, events and gatherings when they get together, that they talk about. It drives the conversation, and it's quite engaging, and it's exciting for other family members to see, you know, somebody within the family coming up with these kind of ideas, and they're especially passionate about it, you know, which is, I think, is exciting. And I'm also seeing here, Sharon, which your report's not necessarily going to indicate because it's not quite measured yet, but you're seeing some signs of increased activity for business development. Are you starting to see this yourself, or am I missing something?
No, I think you're exactly right. I mean, part of my role as head of small business, I travel all around the country and meet with small business owners. This particular report was completed right before the presidential election. So we did see a very cautious view around growth and revenue expectations, really remaining flat going into 2017. However, since the election is behind us, there is certainty. What I am hearing from our small business clients is a sense of optimism. It's a sense of moving forward. There is still a lot to be determined, but I will tell you that what I'm hearing from our business owners, our lending business is up, which is telling me that people are expanding. They are, you know, investing in whether it be new buildings, growing their business to larger facilities. Whatever the case is, there is a sense of optimism. Bill, I will tell you that healthcare costs continue to remain the number one concern of small business owners. 75% told us that's the number one concern, and that was the same in the spring as well as this fall.
Well, not only for owners, I would think, Sharon, it's the people. I mean, you know, think about it. When you and I were growing up, I mean, we counted on our health care, and we were grateful to work with companies that provided health care. And what do we have today? I mean, you know, the everyman has been pulverized by some of these government policies. And so, yes, I mean, we get that anchor lifted up. I think we're ready, you know, for maybe a rebirth of production within this country, because I have sensed that we've got so much productivity and ideas and dreams that have just been pent up and that are ready to explode given the right circumstances, because that is at the very heart of who America is.
Absolutely. I think, you know, anytime you can take cost out of a system and invest that into growth, hiring new employees, it's going to be a good thing for the economy moving forward.
Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about family involvement, their investment in family members, small business. You know, the other thing that your report indicates is the gratefulness. I mean, here we just come off of Thanksgiving, and which is a great time of year for us to take pause and be thankful for the beneficence and for those that have been part of our success story. And I know small business owners have been especially grateful and appreciative of their family support, right?
Yeah, not only that, they're more motivated to succeed. So you talked about, you know, the sense of pride that small business owners have and the local community with their family and friends. When you are investing with your family, with friends, and they're succeeding, there's a tremendous sense of pride, and I believe there's more motivation to succeed. And our report found that 40% reported that, you know what, because I received this gift from my family or friends to start this business, I want to prove that I can do this, and I'm motivated to make sure that I'm successful in this endeavor. So it's absolutely a sense of pride, not only for the local community, but for their friends and their family.
And you got them getting involved, actually, in the business as well, in many cases where you've got family members, friends, associates saying, hey, look, I love the idea. I'm willing to, you know, look at a job opportunity with your new company.
Yeah, over half said that they have at least one family member in their business that's serving a very important role, whether it be a partner, a co-owner, a strategic advisor. So there's absolutely, it's a family business. Small business is a family business, and it plays an important role in the local community. I mean, I think about Bank of America. We have 90 local markets across the United States. We invest locally. We give our time. We give our talents. We give financial literacy to our local communities. That's how we do business. This is a local business. We certainly have a nationwide footprint, which gives us an advantage, mm-hmm. but this is a local business, just like small business.
Well, and this is exciting because, as you say, Bank of America is a community entity, though they have a national footprint. This is what they've become known for, and this information is very powerful for local businesses and just makes you more of an asset. Now, where can people go for this information, Sharon, if they want an update?
You can go to bankofamerica.com/small business, and it's a great resource for, you know, whether you're just starting out your business or very established. So there's some great information, not only this report, but other very valuable tools.
Well, Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America. Sharon, thank you so much for being with us.
If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
How would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime. Die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less. In some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
That's 866-657-8520.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The music of the season, huh? You can't help but smile when you hear Christmas music. This is why I love this time of year, and the kids make fun of me all the time because they'll get in the car, and you know, it could be March, April, and I've got Christmas music playing. You know, you just love it. So this is my favorite time of the year, to say the least. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Samantha, the good news girl, is with us. Samantha Mills Mount. And you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner and catch up on all these viral videos that she talks about. So in case you happen to miss some information or you want to revisit and share it and, you know, retweet it and all that, it's all right there for your ease and enjoyment because this is what it's all about. Samantha, how are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I love this time of year. It's always especially full of good news. So,
and it's the thing that we all as human beings, look for, and we're all encouraged during this season because it is ripe for it. I don't know if it's just the cold weather or just the idea. You know, we come off of Thanksgiving. I know you had another great time with your family for Thanksgiving. Okay. It kind of sets up the season, doesn't it?
It does. I think it just puts people in that giving spirit, you know. Good people are good people all year round, and there's always blessings, but there's just something special about this part of the year.
Yeah,
I just love it.
Well, I say it sets it up. No sooner does it set it up than we have Black Friday and we got people fighting over towels and toilet paper and whatever, you know. We're so silly. And I mentioned earlier, and I know it was probably, you know, people go, what are you thinking? Because I was saying, you know, there's a lot about, a word of encouragement or something you can say to somebody to make them smile, even just saying good morning. I mean, you'd be surprised what that will do for somebody and how that lifts their spirits. And it just seems like during this time of year, that's a little bit more the case, except for when people go to the mall and they're diving for a parking space. I mean, it's like...
we need some friendly parking people. Like,
yeah.
Give up some parking places more easily and just keep up that spirit.
Yeah, I'm saying, why not? Let's start a movement here, you know. Let the other person have the parking space. You know, let's not fight over it and the whole deal. But it can be testy just a bit, you know. So, hey, enjoy the season. Try not to let some of this, outside influence derail you, you know, and keep that smile on your face. Hey, let's talk about your first viral video, which is the world's kindest repo man pays off an elderly couple's bureau. This is a sweet story, Sam.
Oh, I just love this story. This is about Jim Ford. He's a repo man in Illinois. And recently he went and he was repossessing a 1998 Buick that was owned by Stanford and Patty Kipping. And, you know, they had payments of like $98 a month. And they had to choose between paying for their car or paying for their prescription medicines, which the costs were increasing for those.
Right.
And whenever he left, he said the couple had just reminded him so much of his grandparents who had passed on, and he called the bank to see how much they owed and what it would take to pay it off. And he started a GoFundMe campaign. It raised $1,000 more than he needed to fix the car. So he paid the car off. He had a friend fix the radiator, and he gave $1,000 that was extra in an envelope. It got a Thanksgiving turkey, put it in the cab of his repo truck, and drove up and brought the car back.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, what an amazing guy, because this guy's been shot at while he's repossessing cars, and he still maintains the spirit, you know. So he's dealing with people who are not happy with him on a regular basis, and he still maintains that kindness. And
yeah,
that goodness that we see. And
you start towing away somebody's car there. Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
I got to tell you, I respect people that do this. I mean, and I feel for them because they're not full of good news, you know,
right.
When they come knock,
right.
You know, and they don't knock at your door. They just, they're just taking your car away.
That's right. And I can't imagine, you know, the different people that he's interacted with. And, you know, I've talked to different repo men. That I've known in my life, and I think it's not very unusual for them to get shot at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but he still maintains that kindness and goodness, and you know that couple didn't know what they were going to do. Patty and Stanford didn't know what they were going to do, and he's maybe the nicest repo man of all time.
Yeah, there it is, voted number one. Hey, let's give him a Pulitzer Prize. He earned it, that's for sure. Hey, what about these fellow farmers that have been helping grieving Indiana man harvest over 100 acres in one day? Tell us about that.
Well, Steve Woolley Young was preparing to harvest 112 acres on his farm on November 5th, and just the most unthinkable tragedy happened. His 4-year-old granddaughter was killed. She fell into a grain wagon and became trapped, and they weren't able to save her, so it starts off. It's just such a sad story, such a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And when his neighbors heard what happened, they called his wife and they asked, you know, have you finished your harvesting? Which, you know, you have to do within a certain period of time. They still had 100 acres left.
Mm-hmm.
So the community came together.
Yeah, that's not a small amount of acreage left. You know, that's a lot of acreage, 100 acres. Wow.
That's okay. Right. It ended up being over 18,000 bushels.
Oh.
And so Tara Henry, who is a longtime friend of the Woolley Young family, she got about 60 different neighbors together. They all brought their different equipment, and people who couldn't come donated sandwiches and drinks, and they harvested 100 acres in one day.
One day. Unbelievable.
In one day.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, they did it. They said that he was a good man, and, you know, they were sorry there was something like this that, you know, brought everybody together. But it was just, they were saying what a wonderful family. Willie Young and his family were, and, you know, it's a terrible tragedy, but, you know, when you have a community like that that rallies around you, it has to make you feel loved and support and
exactly.
Blessings.
Yeah. You know, Sam, we were just talking with Sharon Miller with Bank of America, and we're talking about the power of the local community, and this is what reinforces this, you know, when you have local people working together, answering the needs of their neighbors. And I mean, what this does, not only for this this fellow farmer, but the other farmers in the area and the community, and how this binds them together and reinforces just how important relationships are at a local level. You know, forget about the national stuff. I mean, it's there. We deal with it, but what is happening at the grassroots is hugely significant and a blessing for everybody. Let's talk about a mom that, is helping a man. I mean, you talk about justice and mercy. This woman extends mercy to a man who shot her in the face, and she gets him freed from prison. I mean, what a story here, Sam.
That's right. I mean, it's a story of forgiveness and understanding. And so Debbie Bagri and Ian Manuel came face-to-face for the first time recently. It's been more than 26 years since the incident occurred. Ian was only 13 years old when he shot her. Mm. And he actually got arrested a couple of days later for a different incident. He ended up confessing to the crime. And because of his, you know, he was growing up in a dangerous neighborhood. He was, being influenced by other people. And and so he took responsibility. And the judge decided, I'm going to make an example out of you. And right away, Debbie thought, let's not waste his life.
Mm.
Then about a year and a half after he had gone to prison, he went to an adult prison. About a year and a half later, he called Debbie. And she accepted the call. And he told her, I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am for shooting you. And I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas. And because of restrictions, they were never allowed to meet face-to-face. You know, victims couldn't meet the person who committed a crime. And, she ended up being one of the people who would come to his court hearings and ask that he be let out. And when they finally did get to meet recently, they said it was like meeting an old friend. They just hugged each other for a long time. And
wow.
He said he got to kiss her on the place where,
he
got to kiss her on the place where the bullet had shot her in the jaw. And, what a beautiful woman to be so forgiving and, how mature of him to, he was only 15 years old when he reached out to her to see how sorry he was. That takes a lot.
And that's part of the challenge, Sam, when you talk about it. It's one thing to forgive, but it's also another thing to accept forgiveness. And here it is, a sweet story of forgiveness. So what a powerful human experience and emotion to forgive and to be forgiven. Very, very powerful. And you talk about life-saving. We hear about the cupcake nation of college campuses. But this is a good story, and this is encouraging, about a fraternity that's been cooking Thanksgiving dinner for city's homeless for 16 straight years. Tell us about that.
So every year, Phi Kappa Psi, they feed more than 150 people who are living in the streets around their university in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And, the fraternity was founded on the idea that it's a great joy sharing and serving others. And so they started this tradition 16 years ago. They cook about 12 turkeys with all the fixings, and then they warm them up. They give them to the homeless and also 911 call center, people working at the 911 call center in the city. And, I just thought that was an important story to tell because, like you said, there's so many negative things we hear about college kids on the campuses right now that they're maybe being a little bit more selfish than they should be, or kind of not thinking of others. And these young men definitely are. So it's great to see.
This counters the narrative, no doubt, that this fraternity is doing this and for 16 straight years. And we wish them another 16 continuous years of serving, Thanksgiving dinner to the city's homeless right there in their community. Samantha Mills Mao has been with us. You can go to Sam's Corner, right, Sam, for all the information. And if they've got a suggestion, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, you email me at samscorner.bml@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear your story.
Well, Sam, thank you so much. Always a highlight of our week to hear these great viral videos and words of encouragement that you're sharing with us. Appreciate you being on. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. and notice Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pallone.